Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord of what has turned out to be a beautiful morning after a few days of rain and dark skies. Only a few people have told me of the glorious sun in the sky this morning. So I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Special word of welcome to those who are visiting with us. And you can see that our acolytes are helping one another get through this new system here. So we also were able to find a wayward father, and all things are working out good this morning. So I thank the congregation for taking care of some kids that were waiting for parents so that they didn't have to wait alone. You'll have two bulletin inserts in your bulletin this morning. One is about our mission of month for the month of October, Operation Christmas Child. So continue to be aware of that. And the other one is about the Gideon's International here at St. John's. This is known as annual Gideon Sunday, and we are blessed to have John Roop with us share this morning. And you're supposed to share exactly what you shared at 8 o'clock, right? Yeah, so he did wonderful at 8, and look forward to him sharing once again. I direct your attention to page 5 in your bulletin and just highlight the announcements that are there. Mary Silcox is moving tomorrow to be near one of her daughters in Sunbury, Ohio, down near the Columbus area. And so unbeknownst to her and her family, we're asking for anyone that knows her, anybody just wants to send a card, just sign your name in St. John's, and that will be a blessing to her as she settles in. We were supposed to, we tried to schedule leaf raking for today and next Sunday, but the people out there tell me there's not enough leaves on the ground, so no leaf raking this afternoon, but hopefully either next Sunday or the Sunday after, keep your ears open for that. We do have some facility info gatherings coming up on the 31st and the 4th, and then the congregational meeting on the 14th, so be aware. Consistory will finalize those packets tomorrow evening. And then the Shalom Hog Roast for Shalom Ministries is happening once worship is over. You can swing by the Archbold Elementary School and get a curbside meal. So please be aware of that. And the Tuesday community meal this week is hosted by Lockport Mennonite Church. In our worship, we turn to the Old Testament book of Psalm, and we look at Chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. As you look at the title there, it says, A Psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom. So Absalom is trying to take over some things. He's been working behind David's back a bit, but David is aware, and so he pours out this plea to the Lord, and he talks about a shield, the shield of the Lord being with us all. So Psalm 3, verse 1. O Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head. To the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill. Let's pray. Lord God, we are thankful that you have gathered us together. You have connected us into this time of worship. Lord, we pray that we will pour out our praises of joy and thanksgiving, of gratitude, of heartfelt thanks. Lord, we thank you for being our shield, our protector, in so many different ways as we live this earth. Lord, help us to be faithful as you are faithful to us. Be with us in this hour that we pour out our praise. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you.
I invite you to rise as you're able as we come together with our opening song of praise, Build Your Kingdom Here. Come together in prayer as we do the responsive Lord's Prayer litany as it's on the screen and in your bulletins. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Mystery beyond our knowing, close to us as our breathing, in humble awe we pray.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
We pray for your vision of justice and mercy to be made real in our world even now.
Give us this day our daily bread.
We pray for your vision of enough, enough sustenance, enough warmth, enough healing for all of your children.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
We pray for the grace to let go of that which is death-dealing as we embrace your vision for life, that we might follow you safely through life's obstacle course.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Giving thanks for your presence that defies definition in this life and beyond. Amen.
And as I said earlier, we're blessed to have John Roop with us to share faith story and a little bit about the Gideons.
Good morning. Great to see you all again. It's good to be back here and at home, where I consider home anyway. So I'm a Gideon. I'm John Roop. I'm a Gideon. I have a lot of hats I've worn over the years, and business owner, township trustee, more familiar right now as a county commissioner, but I always identify myself as a farmer. That's what I made my living at. I always will be a farmer, and it's probably why my favorite parable, one of the favorite parables I have, is the sower. Matthew 13:18 says, "The sower went out to sow, and as they sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched and withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." I spent most of my life trying to sow seeds in good ground at the right rate, the right time, the right fertilizer, weed control, so that I could make a living on the grain I harvested. I had about 40 chances to get it right over my career, and I got pretty good at it. But even though I did everything right, it could all end in failure at any time because of the unknowns like weather, prices for the grain, and so on. This is where faith came into play. I would love to say that when things got uncertain and scary, and I prayed for more rain or less rain, not so much wind, or maybe please let it warm up, my prayers were answered immediately. Well, it didn't happen that way. What did happen, as I look back, I developed a faith that was in His hands, the Lord's hands, and I'm good with wherever it takes me. I needed to be intentional about how I did things, lift up the rest, and the rest would follow. Now this leads me to another favorite story of mine. I'm sure you've heard it before. There was this man who would carry water from a nearby creek to water his animals. Every day he would go down the path with his two buckets, fill it with water, and walk back. He was always struggling on the way back due to the fact that one bucket had a hole in it and was leaking, so he's lopsided all the way back. And neighbor got to feeling sorry for him and approached him one time, said, "I've been watching you struggle on your way back." He says, "Could I help you fix your bucket so that the load would be even and you would not struggle so much?" The man said, "No, no." He says, "I let that bucket leak on purpose. For you see, as I look down that path I travel every day, it's lush and green and full of flowers. Without that leak, my trip would not be this beautiful." Well, this is where I get to the part I will always be a farmer. I have been given a gift that not many get the chance of getting. Most of you know I've had a cardiac event a few years back. I was lucky and blessed for being at the right place at the right time, and I survived this event pretty much unscathed. Had it been anywhere else, I probably wouldn't have. The gift I'm talking about isn't that I'm still living, although it is a very good gift, very big gift. The gift I'm talking about is a harvest of seeds I did not know I'd sowed and watered by accident. Prayers, messages, support for my loved ones from people I had touched over the years, kids that I hired when I had my business that are now grown telling me how much I meant to them, fellow workers, sometimes just acquaintances that I had said something to that at that moment had changed them. I'm telling you, especially you younger people out there, there is nothing greater in life than going back, looking back down that path you've traveled and realize just how beautiful it was, your bucket was leaking. Be intentional about it. Be intentional. The rewards will astound you. It's amazing. The Gideon Organization was started back in 1908 by two professional businessmen who, through their conversation at a hotel and sharing devotions together, set a goal to reach the lost by providing Bibles and personal witnessing. I'm not sure they realized how much of a farmer they really were. They had a hole in their bucket. They were intentional about what they were going to do. They also had the most powerful seed anyone could ever have, the Bible. In fact, they've gotten very good at it, at placing these Bibles, so good that to date, they placed over 2 billion, that's a B, in 95 different languages in over 200 countries. They have developed the Life Book, that's this little book right here, for youth programs that can be used as a way to help to get youth talking about the Word. The Gideon cards that I have here, the Gideon cards are out back in a stand back there. The Gideon cards are a great way to give a Bible, brighten somebody's day, and tell them you're thinking about them. Now you might think, how can I help? How can I get my bucket to leak a little? First thing you can do, and the most important thing, is prayer. Pray for the Gideons that they might find people to do this work, the sowers. Pray for enough funds to be able to continue to print Bibles, the seeds. And pray for those who receive the Bibles to come to know Christ, the fertile ground. Next, consider a donation to the Gideons and use Gideon cards. It's an easy way, easy to do, and easy way to contribute. In fact, we even have an app for it. If you look in your bulletin, it'll tell you about that. Another thing I encourage you to do is check out the Gideon Bible app for your phone. You can have the Bible with you at all times, and it's a great way to keep the Bible with you and be intentional about what you're doing. I want to thank you all for letting me come and talk about the Gideons this morning, and I want to thank you for allowing your church to be part of the bigger mission, let Gideons be part of your worldwide mission and being here today. Thank Pastor Eric for being gracious with your time. And I thank you for allowing me to sow a little seed and carry a leaky bucket through here. So thank you.
Thank you, John. There is an exit offering that you can drop off at the plates as you leave the sanctuary this morning, or you can use the insert in your bulletin to send that in later. I invite children to come forward for the children's message.
What is that in
your hand? It's not a cheetah.
It is a puzzle. Are
we
going to put it together?
We'll see. Okay? Well, good morning to you all. I do have a puzzle here. It's a 1,000-piece puzzle. But before we get there, I want to ask you a question. Do you have a favorite fruit? Ryan, what is your favorite fruit? Okay.
Blueberries and grapes.
Anybody else have a favorite fruit?
Apples.
What, Dawson? Strawberries? Do you have one, Allie? What? Strawberries too? Any other favorite fruits? Ian? No favorite fruit?
Mango?
Excellent. All right. The reason we're talking about fruit is that has to do with the Bible story that we're going to get to. Puzzles. Do any of you put puzzles together?
Yes.
Do you? All right. We have a closet full of puzzles at my home that two of the family normally work on, and I maybe just look at it. I'm not a very good puzzle person, but I pulled this out, and it's 1,000 pieces because this can kind of represent all that there is to know about the Bible. You know, we have children's messages, we have sermons every Sunday, we have Sunday school, we have logos. There's so much to learn in the Bible, it's like putting a puzzle together. And I'm sure that there's more than 1,000 lessons in the Bible. But we put it together, and as we look at the whole thing, what we're doing is we're learning always more about God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I want you to think about each puzzle piece representing either a different verse or a different story from the Bible or a different lesson. And we're all trying to put that total puzzle together for us. Now, the story that we are reading from Mark chapter 11 has to do with a fig tree. Have you ever eaten any figs? Yeah, it's not necessarily the most common food out there, but over where Jesus lived, fig trees were and are common. And he was walking by, and in the distance, he saw a tree. He saw the green leaves, and he was pretty sure it was a fig tree, and he was hungry. So he walked towards the tree, and even though there were green leaves, there were no figs on the tree. And he was a little upset at that, and he actually cursed that fig tree for being in leaf but not having any figs. So if you like strawberries or grapes or mangoes, and you go and try and find some, and they're not in the tree, they're not in the bush, they're not in the store, you might get a little sad that you don't get to eat your favorite fruit. Well, Jesus cursed that tree. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the sermon, but the tree was supposed to have figs on it, and it didn't.
There's
okay?
No fruit on that puzzle.
There is no fruit on this puzzle. That is correct.
Just
snow.
Yes.
Okay? But Jesus wanted that tree to have fruit. Now, that fig tree is actually kind of like a puzzle. It kind of represents something. Okay? And that fig tree, hang on. That fig tree represented the Israelites and the temple. And there were plenty of people that knew God, but they didn't necessarily let God live in their hearts. Okay? That's another reason why God sent Jesus, is so that not only do we know God, but we can believe in Jesus and have him in our hearts. And we're going to talk more about that in the sermon. But again, from lesson to lesson, story to story, we're all working to put the full puzzle of the Bible together in our hearts and our minds. There is so much there. We have to study and we have to listen and persevere. Now, a 1,000-piece puzzle takes several hours to do. We have to patient, we have to persevere to get the last piece done. Okay? Well, there are a lot of pieces to our body that probably is a puzzle to us and the doctors, but God created us all together, unique and special, okay? All over, each one of us. And thankfully, that was part of the confirmation lesson this morning. Let's pray. Well, good, let's pray. God, we thank you for these children, and we pray that we would continue to be a church family that would nurture them and help them understand the whole big picture of the Bible, from the lessons of Jesus throughout. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up. We were scheduled to have the junior choir sing live this morning, and we sent out a message to parents and we heard that there might be only 6 or 8 in attendance on Sunday, so I don't know that we followed back up with parents saying that we probably would just do it by video this morning. So we have the video of junior choir singing.